What's going on, guys? This is Vladimir Salas. Welcome to the Habits Over Feelings show, where we put our feelings to the side and do what we need to do to move forward with our health, fitness, and business. All right, guys, welcome to another episode. On today's episode, I'm going to go into my personal training origin story. And today is a very special day. Today is January 9th, and it's almost 10 years ago that I stepped foot on a gym to work at a gym for the very first time, where I gave my very first personal training session at a Crunch Fitness here in South Beach. And almost exactly 10 years later, today I gave my last one-on-one in-person personal training session. So I was like, holy shit. Like, it's a huge, you know, one door closed, end of a chapter and the start of a new chapter. And I'm so fucking excited. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to record this. I'm going to make a podcast out of it. And, you know, one of the big reasons why I'm leaving that career, like I'm stepping away from it. And, I'm so grateful for all the clients that I've seen in person, that I've worked with in the gym or in their homes or in the park. I wouldn't be here without them. I wouldn't be here without them. And it's been an amazing 10-year career. But one of the things that I saw is a little disconnect. You know, you go into the gym as a trainer, you see your client for an hour, you give them the session, the programming, you cue them, technique, form. It's a great session, very efficient on that hour. But after that hour, it's like, well, good luck with your nutrition. Good luck keeping accountable. Good luck with your other workouts if you are going to work out on your own. And because I know I'm getting paid by the hour, they know they're paying me by the hour. So then they're not going to ask, you know, for more. They're not going to ask for me to make them a plan or whatever. So without the nutrition, without holding accountable, without the proper guidance, you know, the results will always suffer. The results will always suffer. And that's why I transitioned to online training, to, you know, completely online training, where right now, you know, I have my online training program, the Kettlebell Academy, where we focus on training, nutrition, and accountability. Everything's online. You know, we do live calls. We set up the program for you. We do your nutrition for you. We teach you how to track. We keep you accountable. And therefore, people get way better results. People get way better results. And that's why, you know, I made the transition. And I could help more people. I could help more people. I can reach more people. I'm not limited. Also, selfishly, I'm not limited where I have to be at a gym 4, 6, 8 hours in a day. You know, I work from home. I work from home from my computer. I could literally be anywhere. I'm here in Miami, but I have clients in over 10 states, two countries. I've worked with people in over 4 countries already. So it's, the reach is way more impactful. I could help people get better results. And that's why the big transition. But let's take a step back and go back into 10 years behind. 10 years behind when it all started. You know, I, right out of high school, I worked out in a warehouse job. So I finished off high school, and then kind of like a few months after graduating, I started college. I was doing my semester, and then I had a warehouse job. And then my mom, she was, you know, as a high school athlete, I was a football player. I ran track, you know, high school athlete. I got into lifting when I was a junior, or actually a freshman. My first time back squatting, my first time lifting weights, my first time ever back squatting was back squatting 135 pounds, a plate on each side. Like, here, go learn it, bro. I don't know how we didn't end up getting more hurt, you know, in the football team lifting and stuff. So that was my intro to weightlifting, you know, my freshman year of high school. So I did football, track and field, all of that. So a year, like, after high school, my mom was like, hey, you know, LA Fitness, they're hiring for personal trainers. You should think about joining, you know, maybe get a job as a personal trainer. I ignore her for a whole year. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then, you know, working that warehouse job, simultaneously paying for college out of pocket, I quickly realized, like, damn, I need to figure something out. Like, this shit is not for me. I'm not digging these classes. I'm not digging these professors. Like, this, it's not looking like it's gonna be for me, especially paying out of pocket. I think it would have been very different if I would have gotten, like, whatever, financial aid, or it would have been free. Maybe I would have gone longer with school. But anyways, after a year, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get my personal training certification. So that's what I did. 1 year after high school, I got my personal training certification, my first one. Right now, I have over 12, and six of them are like just kettlebell certifications. So my first job, my first interview, I was in the suburbs, living out in the suburbs, and I was like, oh, should I start out LA Fitness, or maybe, the local ones here in the suburbs? And I talked to my dad, and he's like, yo, go with the mo go where the money is. And I was like, you know what? You're right. I have a car. So I was living in Kendall, for those of you that are familiar with Miami. And I applied for Crunch Fitness in South Beach. I only applied to one job, to one gym. And I was like, fuck it, whatever, the best one that I knew of. And then I go to the interview, got interviewed, got in it, got the job on the spot. Great stuff. It was like a whole new world, whole new world. Damn, I'm in South Beach. I walk into that gym, there's techno playing, people are fit as hell. Like, it was, man, I remember that day when I got my first personal training certification, when I passed that test. That was like one of the happiest moments in my life. I was like, let's fucking go. This is where it's at. This is gonna be my future. I was so hyped. When I got the job, I was so hyped as well. Like, let's go. This is it's game time. So I started learning the ropes, how to work the floor, how to work with client. And man, personal training is such an interesting career. Precision. It's like, it's the only profession where you get paid to spend time with really well-off people. Like, I had clients that were millionaires. Like, they were paying me for me to spend time with them, and I could ask them questions and pick their brain. Obviously, I was giving them a workout, walking them through a workout, but what I got from them, the wisdom, obviously, these are older people. I was 20. I wasn't even 21. I was 20 when I started personal training, and I was surrounding myself with these business owners, these CEOs, these fucking millionaires. And I, man, those first 5 years, I learned so much, just how everything works, how the city works, how Miami works, how business works. And quick story, like, I started. This was at the beginning of my personal training career in Crunch Fitness. This is crazy. You guys are probably not gonna believe me. But I started working with this guy, and it's like my first big package. 40, he buys 40 sessions off rip, it's like close to $5,000. And obviously, I'm not getting all of that. The gym is getting like half of that. But anyways, and then like a month in, he's like, yo, I'm very excited. I'm losing weight. I'm going to DR. Do you want to come with me and train me over there? Like, I don't want to lose the momentum. I'm like, damn, this guy's trying to like take me with him to DR. And I'm like, fuck, I think I should go. This is like one of those opportunities. I had just started working at Crunch, so I was hesitant. So I didn't know what to do, but I said yes. I was like, fuck it, yeah, I'll let my manager know later on or whatever. And then, me being humble, I was like, oh, what do I have to do? Do I have to pay for any flight? Like, what's going on? This guy tells me, no, you're all good. Just, bring your passport. We're going on my private plane. And this guy like fucked around a lot. He fucked around a lot. Comedian, like, we fucked around a lot. So I had no idea if he was serious or if he was like being legit. I knew he had money and he was being legit. We went on a private jet, six seater, from the Fort Lauderdale private airport to DR, fucking house, nightclubs. Like, I was like, holy shit, like, this is a crazy new life that I've never experienced before. Like, I was in a mansion. I would train him 1 hour a week. I mean, no, 1 hour a day, and then butlers, cleaning ladies, fucking golf course in the back. And I was like, whoa, like, I just became a trainer like 3 months ago, and now I'm here like training someone in DR that flew me private. We were drinking champagne on the way over there, and it was just a surreal experience. When I came back, I did lose some clients. I had told one of my coworkers and he snitched on me because I had told my manager, like, yo, I have an emergency. I need to go to Venezuela. And I had told one of my coworkers and it kind of slipped out of him and whatever. Some of my clients didn't like that. And, you learn, you live and you learn. I did lose like a few. So it hurt my business overall, but that was a hell of an experience. So yeah, that was a quick story of one of my clients at Crunch Fitness just starting off, which is fucking crazy. So I did 3 years at Crunch Fitness here in South Beach. Then in like 2018, I went on my own. I was, I had built up a decent clientele, and then I went to a private facility here at Sunset Harbor in Miami Beach, which is very bougie, very upscale place, and it was the only private facility here in Miami Beach. So it wasn't cheap. It was like, $1,300 monthly payment so I could bring my clients over and train them there. So that's when Blaminka Fitness was born. Like, that's when I pretty much registered my business as a personal training company. That was the start of it. And it was going well. It was going good. I was making good money. I wasn't working that much, seeing my people, my clients. And then I started kind of like creating my online program. I started dipping my toes into like online training. I was like, yeah, let's that makes sense. I should start filming, tutorial videos and create some programs. That way I can help people online. I'm doing that. I'm training my people here in person in Miami, my clients, but I should start like, offering stuff online because, is I could reach more people, I could help more people. And then COVID hit. So I had started filming stuff, and I had actually some online clients, like maybe two or four, maybe five. And then COVID hit and things shut down, and I shifted my in-person business of personal training, my in-person clients, we shifted to virtual. Some of them were older, they didn't want to risk, or some of them moved also. So we like half of my business at least we went virtually, meaning I would clock in as like a FaceTime session or a Zoom session. I would see them for an hour, train at their home, and then from there we just kept it that way. And that's when I really leaned into the kettlebell. Like, hey, home workouts, the best thing for home workouts are going to be kettlebells. They're going to take up less space and we could get everything done. We could work on strength, we could work on endurance, we can work on power, all with the kettlebells with minimal equipment. So with that, I was going to put an order in of 13 kettlebells from Onnit Fitness, Onnit in Texas, and then everything was out of stock. I actually put the order in. And they didn't they like, yeah, good, your order's on the way, whatever. A day later they were like, oh, we made a mistake, we're actually out of stock, sorry, here's a coupon. And then at this point I had already been putting my logo into things like shirts and hats and things like that. So I was like, oh, why don't I just find a manufacturer and start creating my own brand of kettlebells, like, why not? And I didn't even think of it that much. It was like very quick. Like, I was like, bada, 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 I found someone, I did it, boom, 2,000 pounds delivered. What I didn't know is was that it was gonna take a whole year to get those kettlebells. But that was kind of like the start of Blaminka Kettlebells, of me producing kettlebells and becoming like a kettlebell supplier. But with that, with growing the kettlebell business, I completely abandoned my online training. I completely abandoned my online training. All those tutorial videos I had filmed in 2019, in 2020, I just got completely abandoned because it took so much, man. Like, you're talking about learning how to export, import, how to deal with customs, how to deal with branding, creating a brand, the product releases. And I also started the 305 Kettlebell Club here in Miami Beach, doing like pop-up events and classes. We went on tour. So as soon as like the full shipment came in, it was like the first shipment was only 8 kgs and 16 kgs. Then after that, it was like the full official line release from 8 kg to 32 kgs. That was like a full release. I'm like, okay, I have a full line of kettlebells. How do we do this? How do we get known? How do we get it popping? And then I decided to go on tour. Like this all is happening like in 1 year, condense everything. Like go, 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 go. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. We went on tour. It was like 10 cities. We started in South Florida, going all the way, going to Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, Orlando, Atlanta, Georgia, Cleveland, Ohio. Ohio to New York City. That was like my first kettlebell event in New York City, and then down for the finale for Miami Beach. That was the kettlebell tour, and man, that shit was draining. So all of that stress, all of that release, and like just I completely abandoned the online training thing. And in 2023, that's when I just started like, you know, reflecting a lot and really getting sober. Like, all like, how did I deal with releasing a full line of kettlebells, traveling to get my furthering my education with Kettlebell Search, releasing at the 305 Kettlebell Club, going on tour, doing all of that with a lot of alcohol, with a lot of drugs all throughout the year, man. Like, it was just constant like partying, constant use of everything, and it just kept me like numb, and it kept me going. Obviously, I like took so much on my plate. I took so much on my plate, and I was the type of person like, oh, I need to get this done. I need to get this done. Like, I committed to this, so I need to get it done. And the only way to get it done for me at the time was to cope the stress was with drugs, with a lot of alcohol, with a lot of weed, like everything almost daily. Well, not the hard drugs daily, but like weed was a daily thing for sure. Alcohol was like every fucking weekend. Drugs were like every fucking weekend. It was intense, and it was a way for me to deal with the stress. Now in 2023, I decided to start that year like sober, like with 3 months of soberness, and that was what kind of put me back in tapping into my vision that I had in 2019 of like helping more people with my online program. So that one specific thing that I started doing is I just started reading more. I started reading more about, you know, personal development and all of that. And I would do this thing where I would sit on the balcony with a book for an hour. I didn't have to read for an hour, but I couldn't do anything else. So meaning, if I got tired of reading, I just look into space, into the clouds, and like whatever, just think it out. And that, I think that's one thing that most people don't do. We're living in such a rush world, like go, 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 go. I got this, and you don't stop to think of where you're at, where you're going, where your business is going, where your life is going, where your career is going. How are things moving? Are you moving in the right direction? Is this the direction you want to be? Are you gonna be here for the rest of your life if you don't make some changes? That's where my shit was right now. Like, I didn't like where I was. I didn't like where my business was. I didn't like how it made me feel. And it was crumbling. I was just losing grip with all of the things going on with the kettlebell business, with the 305 kettlebell club business, with my still virtual one-on-one personal training clients. It was just a lot to deal with. And so those sessions of me just reading and taking the time to reflect and visualize, I started tapping in back to the online training vision. Like, damn, I should maybe go. And then after reading one book, you know, with Tim Ferriss, The 4-Hour Workweek, I definitely was like, okay, that's when it kind of clicked. Like, I definitely need to get back to this. That was early 2013 though. But it wasn't until then I just started like doing more research, like who's the top people in the space, who does this and that, how to start your online business, what's the best route, and things like that. It wasn't until like, and then I didn't go completely sober. I was just still, I did cut everything out though, like by a lot compared to the year before. I was still having a drink here and there, but those 3 months of soberness changed everything for me. So on October, on my birthday, it was my 29th birthday, and I was like, damn, in a year, I'm about to be 30. So I need to make some changes. You know, if I do wanna hit these goals, if I, you know, do plan to be that person that I want to be. So on October, I decided to just go all in on my online training business. October 2023, I decided to go completely sober Everything. I was smoking weed every single night. I was drinking here and there. And I was partying not as much as the year before, but here and there. So I decided to cut out everything, all distractions. No more weed, no more blow, no more ecstasy, no more alcohol, just straight raw dogging life and looking at my problems in the eye and going through them. You can't ignore your problems for, that's why you have anxiety, because you know the shit that you should be doing, but yet you don't do it. And you know you're drifting away from your vision and your goals, yet you don't make a change. That's gonna cause a lot of anxiety, and that's exactly what I had. I was in the nightclub with anxiety, so I knew I had to make a change, and that's why in October I decided to go all in on my online training business. I hired a mentor to teach me how to run an online training business. I decided to go sober for straight 12 months, like nothing. I just made that mark, like, yo, I'm not gonna do anything else. Boom. And I just started cutting out distractions, even distractions within like my business. Like, I really want to do this online training thing, so I had to cut out, doing events, kettlebell events outdoors, or committing to other events, or doing things in person. Like, everything was online. I, doubted my content creation. I doubted my messaging, who I was. I started showing up on social media of who I really am. And it started to grow. It started to grow. I went from 4,000 followers to 21,000 followers, where I'm at right now, in like a year and change. And it was because of that, because I just started being myself more, and I started showing up as my true self. And I think being sober helped me a lot with that, because you don't have to numb anything. You don't overthink shit. Like, yo, just be you. I just started to get my shit together, started to get on point. And and now that's what you guys see right now, what I promote, my online kettlebell training academy, where we help people get lean, get strong, help them with their nutrition, with their macros, how to track things, get your shit on point. Everything, we have systems in place for you to be able to get results, way better results than what I used to do, which is train people in person. But yeah, that's kind of like a little recap of my personal training origin story. I mean, I'm so hyped to continue this journey. And I wanted to make this podcast today because today at 6 a.m., I did my last in-person one-on-one personal training session. That is it. My first one was almost 10 years ago. My very last one was this morning at 6 a.m. I no longer do that. And man, I knew this was gonna be hard. When I started my online training business, I knew this day was gonna come. I didn't know it was gonna come this soon, I guess. But now it just doesn't make sense. Like, all my focus needs to go to the Kettlebell Academy. I got people in there, and I got more people outside of it that I know could use my help and that I know I need to reach in. And that's how I'm going to be able to impact the bigger picture. More people, be able to help more people, which is the ultimate goal. This is a reminder that it's not too late to respark that vision that you had for yourself, whatever that may be, in whatever area may be, relationship, career, wealth. Sometimes you have that dream as a young kid, maybe in high school or middle school, of what you wanted to be as an adult, and then adult life hits you and you start numbing yourself with shit. Like, whatever it is that is keeping you distracted from your vision, for your dream, you know exactly what it is. It could come as alcohol, it could come as weed, it could come as vaping, it could come as going out, it could come as you just hanging out with some people that you know you shouldn't hang out. It's a distraction. It's a distraction. You need to regroup, realign, and go get this shit done. No one is gonna get that shit for you. It's your dream. It's your dream. You need to go and replan. Like, I did a hard turn, and sometimes that's exactly what you gotta do. You gotta do a hard turn. It's the beginning of the year, and it's the perfect time to do so. Hope you guys enjoyed hearing some of my story. Thank you guys for tuning in, and please leave this podcast a review. Whoever does leave a review, you'll be the first official review. Peace.